It was the Liberal Democrats on Peterborough City Council who asked for this deal to be called in. So we heard from them first, including Councillor Julia Davidson.
We're talking about giving the people of Peterborough the opportunity and a voice to raise their concerns and to bring it to a wider audience, only to have their hopes and anxieties and fears answered tonight. And it's not a representation of this council that I feel comfortable with.
It had been said that if Peterborough City Council didn't take Stephen Phillips up on their offer, the residents would still be evicted from their homes, but another council will be offered the properties instead. The final decision came down to a vote, and with a split between the Conservatives and the other parties on the committee, it came down to the casting vote of the chair, Steve Allen.
I've made my points clear. I think that we are where we are.
He said the business model of Stephen Phillips stunk of fish, but with a heavy heart, he was accepting the original decision of the council, a declaration that was met with jeers from the Liberal Democrats.
There is just one line in there. I don't know if you caught it. One councillor saying to the committee members who voted for this to go ahead, "I hope you sleep well at night." Well, Darren Fowler is a Liberal Democrat councillor for Gunthorpe in Peterborough, was at the meeting. Good morning, Darren.
Morning, Dottie.
So what do you make of this decision that was taken?
It was a terrible situation, a terrible event. The evening was one of amazement and disappointment. Amazement because the Conservative MP for Peterborough didn't turn up. Amazement because the senior officer who gets paid well over £100,000 who put their name on the decision didn't turn up. And amazement that the two Conservative ward councillors for the area once again had zero to say. And bottom line is councillors are supposed to give a voice to their community. But disappointment as well because we put on and put forward so many relevant elements of concern from the local residents to the city council. And yet, once again, it was just pushed through. All the Conservatives voting, no doubt, the way they've been told by their whip. And what makes me laugh, Dottie, what really does make me laugh is these guys are acting as though they've just turned up on the council. They've been in control since the year 2000. And this homelessness problem has arisen under their remit while they've been in control. And now we're in a situation where the people are going to feel the pain of those innocent residents of Palmwell. These assurances have come about at the last minute. I believe there's been discussions taking place for some time. It's obviously difficult to prove because there is an element of secrecy at the town hall. And as I think even referring back to our MP recently said, sadly, our town hall now in Peterborough is run by the officers, when in reality it should be run by the city councillors.
What do you think will happen now then, Darren? I mean, you disagree with this. Is there further action that you can or will take?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't mind me taking advantage of the situation, we've got, basically, I don't know if you remember, we actually collected support from over 1,300 people online, and that petition was presented to the City Council the other week. We've had the legal officers come back now saying, oh, it's not a good enough petition, etc., blah, blah, blah. So now what's happened is another local good resident, Leah Robb, has started off a petition on the council website, so they must accept that one. And we need to get 500 signatures in the next couple of days for it to then force a special meeting of full council. So I'll be making sure that I put that link obviously on my social media, and if people search my councillor, Darren Fowler, I'll be putting it on my blog very shortly, and I'll make sure I'll probably put it on your own Facebook page. So we've still got plans of action. There is obviously a legal process that can be looked at. But again, because these people are vulnerable, they don't have huge amounts of cash to pay lawyers, so it's not that simple. Plus as well, at the end of the day, I mean, at one of the meetings, the Conservative MP for Peterborough said, oh, well, we could look at having a judicial review. But the reality is, a judicial review costs a lot of money, and that's no longer what's exempt from legal aid. And that's something that's happened under this government. So again, people are starting to realise that a lot of things that were previously in place to support vulnerable people have disappeared.
I mean, some people might say, Darren, that it's very easy to sling mud when you're in opposition, that being in charge and making tough decisions, that's what you've got to do when you're in charge, is make tough decisions, decisions that not everyone will like. The root problem here is, I guess, a shortage of affordable housing in Peterborough and rising homelessness. What would the Lib Dems do about that if you were in charge?
I think like I mentioned a minute ago, we recognise that when you're in a position of authority, it is difficult. You know, we recognise that decisions have to be taken sometimes that aren't popular. But we also won't forget the fact that if in Peterborough now you go onto the council's housing website and do a search, you'll find probably two pages of houses, which equates to something like 17 or maybe 14 properties. That's just ridiculous because you've got thousands of people on the waiting list right now. And I can't stress enough, this issue of homelessness and the problem of a lack of affordable housing has occurred under the Conservatives. And for them now to be looking for everybody else to resolve their problem, that's just a bit of a joke. What we need to do is we also need to recognise that this is a moral issue. You know, like you just mentioned, there's people there now who are going to be facing eviction in the next couple of weeks, just before Christmas. And if that's the action, if that's the policy of a city council in Peterborough, well, then I think it's very embarrassing.
Okay, Darren, thank you for coming on the show this morning. Darren Fowler there, Lib Dem councillor for Gunthorpe, who was at this meeting of a scrutiny committee in Peterborough last night.